meeting is a public proceeding and is being recorded. The agenda is subject to change without notice, which joined in the public meeting. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we're going to start with the public input. Anybody that would like to have up to 5 minutes to have some input to the board, you're welcome to speak. Okay, Sue?
Sue Briggs, 621 South Waterboro Road. We took kind of an informal poll about what this sign enclosure is supposed to look like. And Dave was kind enough to email me back and forth. He had some sort of ideas about a bell, maybe do something with the church, whatever. So, but we had a good response to doing some kind of a design contest. I think there was, I should have looked tonight, but there was somewhere in the range of 20 to 30 people that said yes to a design contest. And there were about 6 people who said no. And basically, the reason they said no was they didn't want to put any more money into this folly of a sign, which looks like the devil out there. So anyways, we're just presenting it to the board to see what we can do to have some kind of a legitimate design. Be prepared to send out the RFP again, because obviously you've got one bid for $25,000 something, which seems a little excessive. So this already growing budget on a $10,000 sign is now, who knows. But I think with a little bit of, you know, input from, you know, anybody who wanted to put a design in, we've got lots of people in this town who are artists, engineers, architects, whatever, builders, who know what they're looking at to judge these things and maybe come up with a consensus of what we want this thing to look like, rather than just an A-frame structure. What the heck is that? With vinyl siding. What is that? I don't know. I don't know what, to me an A-frame looks like one of those camp buildings on Shaker Pond on 202. It doesn't look like something that should be over a sign, and there was no asphalt shingles called for, there was no, you know, any kind of structure. It was just out there. And I asked around the offices here last week if there was actually a drawing that could be handed to a bidder, and the answer was no. I looked up several other towns who had RFPs out there in the past for signs. Their RFP was 9 pages long. It included all the construction requirements. It included specifications for the materials. It required a design concept and had a picture of what they wanted. Why didn't we do that? You know, why do we put these RFPs out here with nothing in them? The same thing happened with the sign. You put out an RFP for a sign which basically talked about the working components of a TV screen. You didn't say double-sided. You didn't. It was one sign. We got 2. There was no base for it included in the thing. I remember the discussion that was here one night about, oh, maybe about $500 to hook up the electrical. How much did it really cost to hook that thing up? What was the budget for that? And I'm asking for an answer in this meeting.
Right now is for the 5 minutes of input.
Okay, well, that's my 5 minutes of input. So anyways, I'd like to propose that we do something with the design contest for the sign enclosure so that a new RFP can be put back out.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. And I really like your rendering.
Priscilla.
Simple. Simple yes or no. You don't even have to answer. It would make me very happy if you would move item 7 out of order to the top under hearing and delegation. Squeeze it in between 2 and 3. Simply because of this whole spare cell phone debacle, and I had a spare cell phone, and I mean, it's just, it's some kind of bureaucratic nightmare. So I'd like to hear that. And I don't quite know how long I'm going to be here. I don't think I'll get item 7. So I'm asking if one of you delightful human beings would make a motion to move it up. That's it. Thank you.
Amber.
Yeah, I don't have anything, Amber Sweat, for myself personally, but Michelle was hoping to make the meeting tonight, and she is stuck on a job still, so she asked if I would read this letter for her, which I said I would. So to the select board, I would like to start off by making a public apology to Dave Alves. After having a nice conversation with you, I know that you were not aware of the phone call that was made to me asking me to see things our way or run the page a certain way. I am sorry if I said anything that called your integrity into question. Please forgive me. Tom and Rusty, I am glad we got to speak after last meeting, and I hope you understand where I was coming from. I also now understand that you do not remember speaking of me in executive session, as was reported to me by Bill. John, I thank you for letting me know that I was talked about in executive session when I asked you directly. Bill, I know you are waiting for a call. Right now, I am too angry to speak to you because of something you said at the last meeting that I just can't wrap my mind around. You likened being removed from the Facebook page to "You live in America, not Russia." Quote, I have heard that the Facebook privacy policy was violated by calling out the misinformation. The person posting the false information is still on the Facebook page. I have been blocked from the Lyman Happenings Facebook page for making this misinformation public. I live in Lyman, Maine, USA, not Russia. It is totally unacceptable to live with these kind of destructive actions. I will not participate with anything to do with this Facebook page until the actions change. Did you really think that was an appropriate comparison? You literally compared your freedom to be on a Facebook page to the freedoms of the Ukrainians and what is happening over there. Women and children are dying, and you dare compare that to being removed from a silly Facebook page. Deplorable and egregious, Bill, to make that comparison. I question anyone who would make that comparison to be a chair of a board that runs this town. First, Brian DuLong may have stated misinformation or not full information, but where were you correcting it? An easy thing to do, correct misinformation, and that would have also informed the community properly on the page. It was a teaching moment that you threw right out the window. Second of all, it's a private Facebook page, and again, you broke rule number 5. Are you above rules, or you only enforce and follow the ones you want? An apology to the people of the happening would go a long way. Or do you truly think rules do not apply to you? When you were a police officer, did you enforce the laws, or was it okay for people to break the law if they thought they were justified in doing so? You also ignored my respectful request to have my placement on the ordinance review committee decided that evening and told others you can't speak of what's in the works. Well, what is in the works? Do the other members of the board know what's in the works? You have disrespected an oath that I took to be on that committee. That is my oath, my integrity, my honor you are disrespecting. What gives you the right? Again, are you above the rules? In talking to me on the phone, you told me you thought it was funny how mad Polly was when she heard our reappointment papers for you to sign. Boy, she was mad. You should have seen her waving that paper, followed by you laughing and saying you told her you'd take it under advisement. Is that the behavior of a chair of a board towards an employee or towards procedures that need to be followed? Tom, Dave, Rusty, John, I ask you gentlemen, are these actions and statements okay with you coming from the board? I implore, no beg, you gentlemen, please speak up and stand up for what is right, true, honest, and fair for all Lyman residents. As you're hearing these things that are being done and said by one of your members of the board, hold them accountable. Speaking up is not always an easy thing to do, but it's the right thing to do. As for this whole, we can't talk to you when it's public comments and can't have back and forth with the members of the audience, then why are the meetings open? People want answers and deserve answers. The way it's being run now, it's like everything has to be run past a lawyer to speak to members of the public during a meeting. Why don't we just hire one to be at every meeting so people can actually get answers in a timely manner versus the "we'll get back to you" that we always hear, and then they're never gotten back to until they get angry and come in here upset or take to Facebook to vent. Tom, I truly love what you said at the last meeting. Quote, decisions of the board may not be may not make everybody happy all the time. However, if we were working as a fully united team, we can accomplish so much more than we are currently. Case in point, creating an updated policy and procedures such as board code of ethics and select board meeting protocols that have not been addressed in years. How do we positively move forward as a select board? I believe we should begin working as a team, developing meeting protocols, creating a board code of ethics, continuing to develop policies and procedure for staff, and continue to foster open communication between the board and staff. I would urge you to add, continue to foster respectful and open communication with the members of the public during and after meetings. Everyone, despite what anyone may personally feel about them or their situation, deserves to be heard and answered in a timely manner. And I truly hope your words I quoted above and developing those protocols help steer the board in a better direction to bring unity and peace to our town. In closing, once again, I respectfully ask you to make a final decision on my appointment to the Ordinance Review Committee. There truly is no reason to delay it any further. Regards, Michelle Felicetti.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. Don.
Yeah, Don Herman, Planning Board Member. I don't have any comments, but specific comments at this time, but I noticed that on the agenda, it appears you're going to be considering recommended changes to the zoning ordinance proposed by the planning board. So I'm just here in case there's any questions about what the intention of the planning board was, and we voted, I think we voted unanimously to forward those recommended changes to the select board. And we are under a little bit of a time crunch. We're trying to get those to go to the June election for consideration by the residents. So if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them when it comes appropriate when you discuss that issue. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Doug. Anybody else? Yes, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff Demers, 303 Wadley Pond. So listening to the meeting a couple weeks ago in my office, I heard my name probably four times, which is not a problem. That's fine. I'm okay with that. The issue is the truthfulness that went behind my name is the issue that bothers me. And the three examples, I'm going to be brief about them. So the whole statement that was made to Mr. Tibbetts and his friend, yeah, John and I did have a friendship. I'd say we did. Our friendship's been very rough lately. A lot of issues with our friendship. We served on the board together as I was the chair in 16, 17, and 18. In about 2020, and I think around March or April, sorry, my dates might be a little bit off, I go into Goodwin's Mills store, and I'm sorry, it was around April, May, June, we had Senator DeChambeau come in along with FECTO. They sat with the planning board, they sat with the select board. We were told what was going to happen with the marijuana being legalized and what it was going to bring to the town of Lyman. They're going to come in, they're going to buy up your property, your ordinances are going to be weak, and they're going to put facilities in your town that you're not going to be ready for. That's when I was sitting on the board. Mr. Tibbetts knew that we had an issue there that we seriously had to look at. Some of the offices within the town hall knew of the issues that we really had to look at. My term ended in July. Around August, September, October, I go into Goodwin's Mills store. Hey, quite the facility going behind your home, huh? What are you talking about? Oh, marijuana plant? Dave Bell, select board member, nothing against you, Dick. Proposing it? Well, I have no clue what you're talking about. I leave, get in my truck. Do you remember the phone call?
No.
What did I get for an answer?
I don't know.
I don't know is what I get from the chair. I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? I don't know what you're talking about. I'll call you back. 5 minutes later, I get a call back. Yeah, there was a site review walk, and that is a plan for behind your home. Really? If you don't think that tarnished the relationship that gentleman and I had, you're crazy. He has nothing to do with the suit that's going on. That's between me and 13 other homeowners in that area. It has nothing to do with John Tibbetts. So please get your facts straight, Mr. Single. You want to say the rest of the story, Paul Hartman? I'll tell you the rest of the story. The other thing about personnel files, I was the chair of the select board. I was around since 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. I was very privy to all the information in the personnel files. I did the yearly reviews that came up earlier. We sat with all the employees. We did the reviews. We knew where the employees stood. We worked on them issues. We tried very hard for the employees' line. And I think we did a pretty damn good job. We follow protocols. I'm a protocol person. I do protocols every day, and we follow them hard. They've been lapsed. Ever since that gentleman got off the chair, see, I've seen nothing but arguing, fighting, can't get along with nobody, you're not welcome in town hall. I got a registered letter saying I wasn't welcome in town hall. Be truthful. Know the facts. I knew what was in the personnel file. I never got any information from him. I don't need information from him. I can get my own information. You'll never be a Paul Harvey. The only one you'll be is a Pinocchio. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Brian.
Brian Dulong. There seems to be some misunderstanding of what I quoted on the infamous Facebook post. I was quoting the comprehensive plan. I was not quoting anything other than that. And the words that you added to my quote are not in there. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Anybody else?
Here, I got one. I want to keep this short, so I'll only address a few items that came up at the last selectman's meeting. First, Ms. Sampson said she thought my comment about the lack of courage displayed by the members of this board was slanderous. I respectfully disagree and intend to explain why. Second, the chair said my accusations deserved a response from this board. Instead, three selectmen personally attacked me in an attempt to discredit me and not respond to any of the real issues I've been talking about for months. Really responding to these issues would have taken courage. I will address some of the more misleading statements in their speeches. After months of pressure to resign, I did say, if you want me to resign, pay me the balance of my term, than $10,000. You'll never hear from me again. I felt defeated. I just wanted to leave public service, and my personal finances relied on my selectman stipend for the next 2 years. Now I'm glad I didn't resign, because the CEO and I are in a good place now and we speak regularly. I've also learned more about what makes a good selectman. The chair falsely blamed me for legal spending being over budget. I never voted for spending about $7,000 on lawyers to investigate me. I also never agreed to and don't believe there was ever a vote to pay the town attorney another $3,000 to review all my FOIA requests. 10 months later, I'm still waiting for many documents. On another note, I am not party to the legal action against the zoning board appeals. Again, no selectman saw fit to correct these false statements. That would have taken courage. I cannot talk about the actions of our former assessor. I can only say the entire select board agreed he needed to be paid his 2 weeks and leave the town hall immediately. This was a unanimous decision that Bill and Rusty were part of, a fact that would have taken courage to bring up. The CEO did not accuse me of sexual harassment. The former treasurer did. It was investigated thoroughly, and I was unanimously judged to be innocent. Again, the entire board, including Bill and Rusty, were in agreement that that charge is not credible. Courage is not needed to engage in wild rumor, speculation, and cheap shots. Correcting it takes courage. I spoke with the town clerk many times before the vote to make the town clerk and road commissioner positions appointed instead of elected. Both Bill and Rusty know this. They were a part of the board that voted in favor of the change. The townspeople voted by a majority of 3-1 for the change. Both Bill and Rusty lacked the will and courage to set the record straight at the last meeting. In all my minority reports, I have explained why I have voted against the majority and raised real concerns having to do with lack of courtesy, integrity, truth, and transparency, insulting townspeople, stacking a committee, withholding documents, talking about people in executive sessions without their knowledge. And most recently, we learned soliciting a favor in change for a committee assignment. I've also cited violations of the town charter, employment policy, and Maine laws. It takes courage to explain yourselves to the people who elected you to office. I think the townspeople should require it. If you have any questions or comments, please call me. I will listen and talk with you. 651-9247.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Yes.
I never said you didn't have courage. I said you addressed someone and called them a coward.
Well, and that's...
I'm not asking for a response. Thank you. I do feel like we spend a lot of time, town resources, town time, dealing with your, what seems like your personal grievances against a lot of people, and I just feel like I'm not getting stuff done, and the town is. It's this every single time. I'm just wondering why. But you did ask for to be paid for 2 years for a job that you weren't going to do. I'm not sure what word to place on that. Thank you.
Any other input? Okay, we're going to move on to the mail.
Can I interject? Hi, Michelle.
I'm sorry, I was on a job.
While Michelle is here, I want to know when we talked about Michelle in executive session. Did we talk about Michelle in executive session? I personally do not know.
I do not recall, or I don't know why we would, but
so, Rusty, John, can you tell us when her name was mentioned?
I'd like Michelle to tell you who told her her name was mentioned.
Bill called me, told me I was mentioned, and he told me the three were against me in that room. You told me in the phone call.
But it wasn't an executive session.
You told me it was an executive session.
Sorry.
That's fine. We can agree to disagree, but you did. But that's who told me.
So it wasn't an executive session. We remember really correctly. Important. But we
You know what I mean? How would I know if it wasn't an executive session? But if I'm told it's an executive session, that was said, because then I did. I asked Tom and Rusty and John. I came to you afterwards separately and asked you.
There was a mention in passing.
And it was about the Facebook page and about something I posted. And that's what it's about. And I'm talk to me about the page whenever you want. Again, you read my...
I did read your letter.
Thank you. So if I was, if not, I understand. But that's what I was told. I would not make that up because how would I know?
Okay, but you're okay that you...
I'm good. As long as I'm not brought up in executive session unless I'm there, that's great. Thanks. Did you get my apology?
I did. Thank you very much.
And again, my sincerest.
There's a piece of mail from the SMPDC, which is... some kind of general assembly. I'm not sure what it is. Oh, okay. Community Planner and Outreach, Southern Maine Planning and Development. You're welcome to read it. It's online for you to read. Charter Communication Spectrum. They're changing some of the channel line. Again, it's posted online for everybody to read.
Does that letter from Spectrum also inform you that they are raising the broadband rates by $10 a month?
No, it does not. No. Not there. No. It's about Black News Channel. So, we did get... A couple meetings ago, we had Shelley Schellenbeck from Spectrum here. Witchenbeck, I'm sorry. And they wanted to renegotiate our contract and that we could have the public viewing channel then when Mr. Vigue was here to talk about negotiating with them for their contract, we found out that they were going to take that 5% the town could charge if we wanted to, and they were going to charge the 5% for the viewing channel. And Mr. Vigue says we can get it for free, but not to pay the price. It's not worth it. So we're still dealing with that whole issue with Spectrum and Charter. The York County Budget Committee has a letter here about the budgets. Everyone's free to read this. It's online. Letter from Sue from the sign. And there's a letter also. Is this online also from the attorney?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. There's a letter to John Tibbetts from the town attorney that you're all free to read online. So if we go into complaints, I don't have anything new in complaints here, unless anybody has anything. Any complaints? All right. So then we'll go to the minutes of the March 7th meeting. Okay, go ahead.
I have a complaint that a thumb drive was containing emails from your account at the town line. As we discussed, these consist of emails to which you already have access in your capacity as selectman for the town line. These records have not been strained to determine whether the documents are public record under the Maine Freedom of Access Act. You just said you didn't get it.
It's taken me 10 months to get that much, Dave.
But do you have it now?
That's not all of it. That's just a portion of the request. So, and those were emails that were addressed to me. I didn't have a laptop at the time. They were with a different tech guy. So I had no way to go back and get them.
But do you understand why I say the things that I say and I put out there? Like, you know, the statements that plausible deniability. It's taken you 7.5 years to open up your laptop, and now it's at the legal,
for the first,
the legal end.
For the first six years.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make it a discussion. I just wanted to bring it up.
So you want to throw an accusation?
No. It's not an accusation.
Exactly.
It's right here, John.
It's exactly.
So go ahead.
For the first 6 years, I didn't feel I needed to. We didn't communicate.
Plausible deniability. That's what you told me.
I did not. I never said that.
Okay.
So you do have a laptop now?
Yes, I've got the Chromebook you made sure I had.
The one that was assigned to you went to Nancy because you wouldn't use it, correct?
The one that was assigned to me, we had a lot of difficulty with. And we couldn't get it to work. And it was under the, it was with the tech guy before. I couldn't make it work. It went back. And then when Nancy got here, I didn't feel I needed one.
March 7th minutes.
They were corrected. Yeah, right?
They look good.
But I'm looking more smooth, huh?
I'll second it. Okay. So the minutes, the motion has been made and seconded to accept the minutes of March 7th. Is there any discussion on that? All those in favor? 5-0. Thank you. March 21st.
Motion to accept.
Any discussion on the minutes from the 21st? All those in favor?
Wait a minute. I think I've got a question.
I am still waiting for some people's personal statements that they made.
Right.
So they might not all be attached to the back of that yet.
Right.
opposed, John?
Because we don't have all the attached minutes. It's incomplete.
Okay, then say that.
We don't have all the attached minutes. It's incomplete.
Who are you missing?
I don't remember off the top of my head. One person did want to submit them. I think I'm missing yours. And then...
I didn't see mine attached. But
it was not attached, and I didn't. This one, but I think it's over there. Can't remember his name.
Yeah.
No. Lee Schatz. Lee Schatz, I don't have his. He's still working on it.
From what I understand, I come out pretty clearly. It was less than one.
It's got nothing to do with not being attached to the minutes.
No, I'm just in case you're curious.
Oh, I'm not curious. You're going to cheap shot me all night or what?
Oh, knock it off.
Do they have to be? Do they legally have to be attached? Because
I mean, I don't believe so. I would have to
Because they're recorded?
Right, and they're recorded. I'd have to put verbatim for those that don't choose to. And that's what I did with one of them. Is I just kind of summarized what was said.
There's terminology for minute. I'm sorry.
Excuse me to interrupt, but I might be able to save you some time. If you change the motion to that it's legal to use the recorded, I'm fine with that. And I'd vote with you. If it doesn't matter, matter.
We're required to have the audio recording anyway. So that's already there. That's stipulated. It's never been approved. Correct. But there's nothing that says that we have to have all... You don't even have to type out all the minutes. You do. It's a lot of work. You know, it's the motions that you have to record and the results. And then there's a statement in there saying, you know, refer to recording. So I'll modify the motion to accept.
Sure, close enough. If you want to if it makes any difference, I'll vote with you.
So we don't have to go and run after Lee Schatz and what have you. Am I in the right parliamentary mode here?
I'm not concerned.
Go ahead. Make a motion. Revise the motion to accept the minutes as written and the information that is not included from the statements can be referred to by the video recording.
Okay. 1 second. Okay. All those in favor?
There we go. 5-0.
Thank you. Accounts payable warrant number 47 for the year 2022 in the amount of $562,452.61.
So moved.
Yep, I'll second. The rest 2 seconds. Is there any discussion on this? All those in favor? 5-0. Thank you. And we have the payroll warrant number 48 in the amount of $21,405.23. Charter Communications. We posted the address list that Charter gave us that everybody should have connectivity to the internet for a normal hookup, not an expensive one, but a normal hookup. And we've had people call in to say they're not on the list, so we're adding that to the list, and that'll be going back to them to make it all. So if you know anyone that can't get hooked up on a normal hookup, they need to call us and let us know. We need to know that information. Vinden's Mill Cemetery. Continuing to get calls for burials and plots. Looking for information from the cemetery.
There's talks about reorganizing. There's talks about hiring an attorney and reorganizing. Bill Harris is your go-to guy. The one that you're making reference to, Amos did sell lots. Amos did take care of it, facilitate the people. But everybody keeps sending people to Amos. Amos wants nothing to do with it. Bill Harris is the guy. Send people to Bill Harris, not Amos. But we are.
I don't know where that discussion was, but we were told to stay away from Bill Harris.
Well, who told you that?
I don't think so.
You said that you didn't. You would go.
I said I would go.
You would go. Wait a minute. You said you would go carefully because you did not want to ruin a long relationship with him, yes. And this was very sensitive. Yes. So, because I spoke with Peggy McDonald,
yep.
In regards to the Chadbourne about when we had that discussion a couple meetings ago, and she said their association is only big enough to take care of Chadbourne, and they could not bring any more on. She told me about the association over here. She explained it to her. She thought it was an easy thing. She goes, let me check into it. And she talked to Amos, and she goes, whoa, this is a big mess. And she said, and Amos agreed they needed to get a new attorney. So it sounds like
we're moving at a snail's pace, but it's moving. There's talks of reorganizing. There's talks of reappointing officers. The talks are happening.
Good.
Which for 2.5 years there were no talks. It was like crickets.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I would have gone and talked to Bill Harris myself, but the meetings that we had, the conversation we had is that was a no-fly zone. Do not go speak to him.
Well. So Amos wants nothing to do with the cemetery. So if you've got somebody who's calling the town asking for a burial lot, you send them to Bill Harris. Bill Harris has the books, he has the maps, he has the lots, he has all of it.
Wow.
He's got the deeds. Bill doesn't want nothing to do with it. So the more people that bug Bill about this, the easier this transition is going to become.
Are you part of the transition?
I would like to be, but I don't know.
Okay, then who is leading the way to make this transition into a new association?
So, there's me. There's Amos, who wants to see it get reorganized. But Amos wants the back seat. He does not want... He wants the silent party. Amos is a wealth of knowledge, but he doesn't want to do it.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand on how this can move forward. If it's you.
Well, it's as far as this town goes, it's me and two officers and the treasurer. That's all it is for this committee. That's all it is for that cemetery. I just got a letter today from Amos, because Amos is thorough. He wants to make sure everything's in writing.
Okay.
But things are moving.
Good.
Thank you, Okay, Oscar Littlefield Road update. Still waiting to hear back from Brad as to what's left. Brad is our attorney for contacts there, and I have not heard that. The sign enclosure and RFPs for the transfer station. Any decision made? No. Ordinance review applications previously received. They're all on hold. Till we even see if we have a hiring committee that's willing to talk to anybody. Tony Vigue, franchise agreement liaison.
So, let's back it up a moment.
All right.
Ordinance review.
Yes.
Mr. Tibbetts, pardon me if I got it wrong, but I wasn't here, as you so eloquently put it. Mentioned that as contractors we have some sort of conflict, so I would like that resolved before we do anything. So like to make a motion that we talk to town council, we give him John's recommendation, all the paperwork that John read, and we get a decision from him.
Can you remind me? There was a lot of stuff flying that night.
So that was, it didn't have anything to do with you because you're not a contractor.
Yeah, I built decks, so I can't.
We can't vote on the ordinance committee and things of that nature.
Oh, okay.
So I want to bring that to clarification by town council.
Yep. Is that?
Then I need a second.
Okay. Any more discussion on the issue?
No, I wish I had it in front of me so I could quote it.
All those we'll figure it out.
All those in favor of going to the town attorney? Thank you. I didn't mean to rush by you there, Dave.
Well, it's just
trying to get
it's glaring at us, the Ordinance Review Committee.
I'm sorry, but
I'm being told I can't even vote, what am I doing?
Yeah, this was pre all that too, though. I mean, it just dragged like turtles. And we have a bunch of
applications.
And oath means so much to me; it really does. Just so you know, what I do.
I'm trying to be patient. I didn't.
I think I have more gray hair.
I did not do that piece of you, but I do want clarification.
If he has a point, then he has a point. I will respect that.
I don't think he has a point.
And I'll be patient.
I'm starting to remember that. I think the big point I had was we've never not used the hiring committee's recommendation on anything. I can't remember a time. The hiring committee recommended all these
people. We're just starting to use the hiring committee for committees, and we discussed that, and we did it because we thought it was the right thing to do, only to get slammed for it. So if you brought out an issue or a potential issue, I say we get it resolved.
I'm fine with that.
And we move on.
But I was just trying to remember why I brought that out. Now, that was the whole point of it. That we got good precedent using the hiring committee for people we hire for everything other than committees.
But the conflict would have been avoided had you taken the hiring committee's recommendations.
Not really.
Why?
If it's a conflict, I'm saying conflict amongst you guys.
There is no conflict, Leo.
Hypothetically, there is. Let's just say that.
Say again, I didn't hear that.
I said hypothetically, let's say that there is. But I'm saying if you guys have gone with the hiring committee's recommendations, I don't think we'd be in this situation right here today. I mean, that's what we put the hiring committee in place for, was to vet these people to make their recommendations. And then to take the board and say, yep, nope, nope. To me, that's just, what are they doing there? Why are they there? Why do you put it there if you're going to be counterproductive to them?
Well, why don't we get a ruling or an opinion, and then we'll take it out of the hiring committee's hand, and we'll put it back into the selectman's hand. And we'll go that way.
Well, in a sense, that's what you did.
Yeah.
The hiring committee was asked to do a task.
Let me ask you a question. I don't want to belabor this at all tonight because this isn't the time or place. We know information in regards to that has to be taken into consideration that the hiring committee was not privy to. And they weren't privy to it because we didn't want to slant their input. So I know that sounds like gobbledygook, but there's more to it than meets the eye. And eventually that we'll probably discuss it and it'll all come out and you'll understand where it's coming from. But at this point, we need to just find out where we are and try to move on.
And that's the reason why my FOIA came out, just so I can clear it off and I'll be done, because I want to be done. I want to be done with the town alignment. Believe me, I'm tired. I am. I'm tired. I am. But that's why the FOIA come out, because I have six great people that live in this town that put out applications to be in, and I had privy information of sitting on the board, and I'm saying to myself, why would these people decline? I have to find out. I've got to do it.
Thank
I know you don't want to hear it, Bill, but it's the truth.
I'm not here to discuss it at this time.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. All right. The Tony Vidu Franchise Agreement Liaison. We have two invoices and an email in your packets. And after he came and explained what was going on and what he was doing, I think he answered everybody's questions. So we're looking for a motion to pay these two invoices to Tony Vidu.
So moved.
Please pay this man. Rusty seconded it. Under the motion. Is there any more discussion on it? All those in favor? Thank you. 5-0. Thank you. The treasurer's report is in our packets. It's also should be on the town website. So that should be all set. Okay. Priscilla. Spare cell phone assignment.
Okay. So, there is a spare cell phone, which comes from where, Bill? Why is there a spare cell phone? I thought I had and lost the spare cell phone. I thought that
you
was...
You lost the cell phone down? You did that, Priscilla?
What?
You
what?
Lost the town cell phone?
Oh, stop it, Morris. Don't make me get up out of this chair.
All right. All right. So, do you really want me to explain it? You want me to explain
I see down here at the bottom, which kind of shook me up, but so the select board clerk has tendered a resignation, right?
What's that got to do with it?
Because she gets the phone calls from general assistants, so people will call and say, blah, blah. She calls me, I'm good, I'm on it.
Yep.
Okay? But there is a level of confidentiality that I am really freaked out about, okay? And she's doing a great job. But now we're going to have a whole new body in there. Do you know what I mean?
No.
No.
I would rather... I guess I don't know how to facilitate contacting people, making inquiries about general assistance, and take the middleman out. I don't know how to do that.
Well, currently we have a phone in the selectman's office.
Right.
For general assistance.
Right.
If you need to make phone calls.
Right.
You know Donna is happy to leave you to yourself for a few minutes to make calls. I mean, I can explain how this all came about if you really want me.
No, I don't know. I trust you. I don't really
I would
care.
Rather not.
Okay.
So... Yes, we have a spare cell phone, and we need to decide what to do.
Okay. So, I guess my concern...
I shouldn't say we have a spare. We have a cell phone not being used.
Okay.
It's not a spare. It's not being used.
So, Donna will show me where the GA phone is, and
yes.
I can make outgoing calls.
Yes.
Not my issue. That's me, and an outgoing call. Confidentiality. When you do the reverse, however, and Donna... albeit or whomever, is picking up those calls, now you have a middleman where confidentiality is kind of gray. You see? That's all I'm concerned about.
Okay.
All right? But I don't have an answer. I don't have a
trust
question.
Just Don?
I think Don, yeah, Don.
Why wouldn't you trust the next person to come in?
I don't know the next person.
I know, but I mean...
And it's not about that. It's about the fact that the law says that this is supposed to be confidential. That my files are supposed to be locked, which I believe they are. Whenever Don leaves that office, she locks them up. So, and it all comes back to, I mean, I can go on and on and on about this, but it all comes back to the fact that I don't have a corner to call my own, which is, I don't care. I got a corner in her office, but it's...
Have you talked to the building committee?
About building an
about
office?
About an office, yeah. They're working plans are on the back wall, so...
Are they renovating this space?
proposal for expanding the town hall. There's some ideas, concepts, nothing hard and fast, but there's discussions. So if you think you need an office and you should have a private place, you need to talk to me.
I just need a closet.
Okay. So,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
In the way I'm understanding it, with your confidentiality, the middle person.
Right.
It doesn't matter if it's Donna or the next person. You'd rather not have that middle person, is what you're ultimately saying.
When you're on the phone.
Yeah.
That's so nobody
knows. Or getting the messages or taking the messages?
It's the taking the messages. Yeah.
It's taking the messages. And
sorry, say again.
It's the taking the messages because you make the return calls. It's
right.
The in between right. Person taking the message.
But they have no idea what they're calling you for. They're just saying they'd like to speak to somebody in the general assistance department.
Either that or Priscilla, you take the spare cell phone, and when it comes in,
I have a spare phone.
Right, but you take that
cell
phone,
yeah.
And when the call comes in, it comes into that phone.
Okay.
And if you're not available,
I'm going to take this one. So we don't take up the time.
Yeah.
You and I need to get together. You, Rusty, and I need to get together, and we'll figure this out, especially with Donna's situation coming up here. We'll get it taken care of.
I want to know how many phone bills you got. I heard three already.
I mean, what?
What?
Morris, what?
Sounds like you had three phones. That's what it sounds like.
I think I got two. I just have two. So, yeah, we'll take it. We'll make this work.
And about, requesting an office, by the time the new renovations are done, I'll probably be dead. So,
we'll work that out. No.
Strike that from the record.
So stricken.
Okay. Continue on. All right. So we're not going to do anything with those spare cell phones. No, we will take this offline.
All right.
And
okay. So we need to go out for bids for propane for the next year. So I just need the board to authorize to go out the bid,
please,
so we can get that done. All right.
Vote on it?
Sure, why don't we?
Maybe we go out to bid for propane for the next season.
Okay. Any discussion on that? All those in favor? Thank you. Okay. I hate to say this. Is there some kind of resignation you're supposed to have?
It's in the to be signed, the green folder.
Oh. Well, it's supposed to be empty down there. Oh, it's coming your way, but he's out of it. Okay. So Donna is giving her notice.
The proposed, subject
okay.
to change.
So I guess we need to vote to accept the resignation, make a motion, and
I'll make a motion to accept the resignation.
And second?
And no.
Okay, Rusty seconds it. Is there any discussion? All those in favor? 5-0. Thank you.
I'd like to make a motion to advertise for the opening.
I'll second
that. Second for that. Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Well, I have discussion about that. So, is that something I'm going to do? Am I going
to
post my own job?
To train your replacement?
Yeah.
I mean, in 2 days.
See the post.
No, it's... Yeah. Well, we're voting.
Posted.
Ready to vote. All those in favor of posting?
I got a discussion. Should we just quick look at the job description, make sure it's still current?
Yeah, it's within a year.
Is it? All right.
As a matter of fact, one of the things we're going to talk with our IT guys is get all the job descriptions posted online so anybody can refer to it.
Phones online.
What's that?
Phones online.
Applications are online. So I'm still looking for a vote to go to advertise. All those in favor? 5-0. Thank you.
Can I ask a side question? Do employees get exit interviews upon leaving? Does the board do that at all?
We've tried to do that, yes.
Because I think it's very important that that be done.
Agreed. I agree. Okay. It says here we have a proposed warrant article from the planning board. And I have not even had a chance to read it. I just got it.
Okay, so I haven't seen it either, but now I'm definitely confused.
Yeah, I'm very confused.
So we go back and forth about an ordinance review committee. I put out a proposal to the Charter Commission about a procedure. They don't accept it, rightfully so. It didn't belong in the Charter. A Charter member brought it to the Planning Board, where they said they weren't going to do ordinance review, and we did ordinance review. So is the Planning Board doing the ordinance review, or is an ordinance review committee doing the review? That's my question.
Good question. There's a chart. In some of our documents, there is a chart of who's responsible for what, and the ordinance review committee is responsible to propose changes to the zoning. They're responsible. Nobody else is. That's why there's such a big discussion lately about who's on this ordinance review
right.
committee.
But I have some from the planning board, not the ordinance review committee. That's what I'm saying. This is what I propose. I propose that they did do the
it's
ordinance review
who's
because it just it made sense for the plan to me. It made sense for the planning board to do it with the CEO and the fire chief. You know.
That has to be voted on by the town.
But it was never even a proposal. It went to the Charter Commission. Then it got proposed to the Planning Board without even having a discussion with the selectmen. I didn't get that far. I went straight to the Planning Board. So now I have changes. So I say we table this and straighten it out.
We have one other input. Don?
Yeah, Don Hernan, a current member of the planning board. If the Lyman zoning ordinance in section 1.8 amendment procedure states 1.81 initial petitions, an amendment may be initiated by a majority vote of the Lyman planning board, comma, a majority vote of the board of selectmen, or by a petition of at least 10% of the votes cast in the last gubernatorial election in the town. I assume that refers to the petition would be by residents. And then it says, this ordinance may be amended by a majority vote of the town meeting. And it goes on with some other requirements.
Right, so if you read it in the charter,
beg your pardon?
The charter does not say the planning board. The
I'm just saying that the current zoning ordinance, which was approved by town residents, and is the current document for the ordinance, states that the planning board can propose an amendment by majority vote. We voted 5-0 to propose these changes, which affects some things that have been that we think need to be changed. And we did discuss whether we are pushing it a little bit. We're trying to go to June because we think that the requirements, and this is my opinion now, I'm not speaking because I'm not authorized to speak for the whole planning board, but we did vote 5-0 to propose these amendments. So there's absolutely no reason, as stated in this current ordinance that's approved by the town, that we cannot propose these amendments. So we have done so.
So what do you think would take precedence?
What do you mean?
Town ordinance or the charter?
I'm not sure where in the charter
you mentioned. The charter specifically says ordinance review. It does not say planning board.
I don't know that it says only ordinance review. I think we have to go back to charter and review that.
Now, you're talking the current town charter, right? What section?
It's in the charter.
Well, I don't have it right now.
No, what section?
We don't
you brought it up?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I did not memorize it.
I think I've got my copy here of the current charter.
So is there a possibility it goes from the planning to you and it's done and there's no public
input? It has to go through this board.
Yes.
But then there's no public input.
No,
no,
there's a public hearing.
There's
no public
hearing.
Thank you. My question was, I thought we had a good procedure moving forward, but it was going to be further discussed with the charter committee. I was going to discuss it with the select board, which had never made it. It went right to the planning board, and that's...
Mr. Chairman, all I can say is if you look at the front page of the Lyman zoning ordinance, you'll see the number of times it's been modified since, I mean, there's a bunch of times, and it didn't go through any charter commission.
Right.
To have those amendments approved by the town voters.
Right, which was exactly why I put the procedure, or tried to propose a procedure, that it would make it a little bit harder and to put out to a lot more people so that more people can get involved and understand what the changes are. Not to make a change. I mean, I'm a selectman, and this is the first time I'm seeing it. So I'm supposed to say, and I'm not for it, and I'm not against it, you know? But why are we rushing these things through? I thought we had a great discussion at the Charter Commission in regards to always putting it on the gubernatorial in November so more people in town understand what's going on. And here we are, we're doing it again.
Well, I'm not against that idea to go to November, but I'm just saying that there are, these changes we propose now are to correct some deficiencies and also to try to put some restrictions on contract zoning, which has turned into a major issue in the town here. And I think, and I voted for the contract zoning wording that's in the current Lyman zoning ordinance. And I was a member of the planning board and also was a resident. I voted for that. However, there's some words in there that on further review, leave it open to anything you almost want to do. So that's why we had a big discussion, and the planning board voted against the last contract zoning request. The applicant pulled it, which was, I think, very good, actually. But I wouldn't call it a loophole, but I think there's a significant deficiency in there that needs to be plugged. And it's up to the select board, I guess. If you don't want it to go to the June meeting, you are under a bit of a time constraint because I know the town clerk has to have the wording, et cetera, by a certain date. It's coming up pretty quickly. And I'm just saying the planning board has no particular axe to grind. We're trying to, if we can, correct some deficiencies. And there's many others. But, again, there has been no ordinance review committee that has been operational for quite a long time. And that's why any changes have been typically proposed by either the code enforcement officer, but they've gone through the planning board per the zoning ordinance to then go to the select board to be presented to the town residents for voting. So we're not trying to pull a fast one. I mean, I'm sorry, that's a little rushed. But there's some deficiencies here that we honestly think should be, and again, this is my opinion based on the 5-0 vote. I'm not speaking directly for the planning board because we did not vote to have me come and speak at this. I just came because I thought this might come up, and I'm glad I came. So, you know, you all have to vote the way you want to vote, but that's it.
Well, look, if I may, just for a second here, to go on, so we're hearing from a planning board to make these changes that's going to affect everybody in town. What have we heard from all the people in town? Nothing. I have a problem with that.
Well, you have to have a public hearing.
And I read that today very carefully. And you know what it says? We have to have at least one public hearing. I didn't realize. I thought we only had to have the one hearing. That was it. We can have more than that.
That's fine.
We should hear from the people in town. I really do.
So if you that means you're going to delay, obviously, then until November, which is, if that's your prerogative, I guess, but... what the planning board is recommending that it be put on the ballot. That doesn't mean it's going to be passed or failed, but and there's going to be a large turnout, presumably, because there's primaries this year. in June. It's not going to be, I hope, 100 people or something. So
you never know.
You never know. I don't think the planning board has anything to take an axe to grind, except we see some issues that have given us some problems with the current zoning ordinance. We're trying to fix those. And
I see in the news other towns talking about the same thing, and they are proponents of it. So, you know, so I'd like to kind of hear from them what they have to say on the contract zoning. They like it. And it's like, why are all of a sudden everybody jumping backwards here?
Well, we're not jumping backwards. We're taking out some wording that is very, very loose.
I think more due diligence needs to be done.
In research with some of the ordinance review committees from other towns, they actually limited that no planning, there was like two planning board members were allowed on the seat of seven on the board to make it fair. So you had the wisdom of the planning board on it with you, but then you had the rest of the public in different walks of life on the ordinance review committees. And that's what I found in my research. And I did bring that up, I think, one night when we were talking about it. We did choose not to put the strict dismay that mean in that way, but it was like something that we saw and did. It was kind of a good thing that, you know, it does wisdom from one board, but then you have five members, so it's not like the weighted heavier on one side. But I mean, that is something for the ordinance review. I think you get more walks of life when you get the ORC.
That's correct. And also, that's what the people on your committee should be from all over town, not one area.
Yeah, 100%.
Is that something like Morris?
Well,
yeah,
I've been chairman of that ordinance review committee for quite 3 years, right? And we had a darn good committee. We had cross sections of all over town, different people that served on it. And that the question I was going to ask before is, how come none of those people stepped up and got reappointed? Does anybody know that answer at all? Probably don't. But
of the older people, Morris.
Anyway, we always had public hearings.
You wanted an answer to the question?
Wait a minute.
You wanted an answer. How many people stepped up? One.
Okay.
Sitting right there. Leo.
Oh, I stepped up. Well, I'm doing
Michelle and Amy.
No. They were on
the old committee. For the old committee.
And Leo told us he didn't realize that we were looking for a new committee, didn't realize what happened to the old committee.
Well, I didn't either until I saw that. Then everybody dispersed.
So the old committee,
I just want to give you a little history.
Expired by 2 or 3 years, so.
Okay, I mean, we all did public hearings. When you discuss the ordinance, we discuss not just zoning ordinance, but parking ordinances, any ordinance came through the town, we discussed it and made a recommendation, and we held public hearings on everything we did. I mean,
I agree with you.
You know, we always did.
Okay.
And we always didn't agree, and we always didn't agree with the selectmen or the planning board. And that's the way it came down when it went to a general vote.
All right. John.
John didn't mention it, but I believe the trigger point on that one phrase was they sent that a question of that to MMA, and MMA says refer to town attorney, and the town attorney really didn't answer. That's what came out in that public hearing. Am I correct on that, Don?
Yeah, we got some weasel words. It said we were talking about the four words, but not limited to,
right,
which basically would allow a contract zoning approval for any use anywhere in town, any zone.
What public hearing are you referring to?
The second one.
Yeah. And the town attorney
it's
said...
recorded.
The town attorney said that he wrote something that was almost not understandable, at least by myself. And then he said, if there's some ambiguity or something, then the planning board should seek to amend it, the way I remember it, to amend the zoning ordinance, which is what we were trying to do. So, I mean, I'm not trying to cause a problem here. I'm just saying we saw some issues. We're trying to fix them. The ordinance review committee is not available to look at these. The procedure says we can propose this. There has to be public hearings, and then the town can vote one way or the other. So it's up to the select board to decide whether to go forward or not, I guess.
Okay. My turn. Thanks, Don, for your explanation. And I just want to make a statement here that so it doesn't get out on Facebook and around town that we're trying to put up walls. This past week, we've been doing budget workshops. We've been deep in that. I haven't had time to read this, okay?
And, you know, being, I can still call myself the freshman, so I can still call myself the new guy. I look at procedures also. I go by procedures. I've been trying, with Rusty's help, we've been trying to do something here in the town hall as far as personnel procedures. I talked about the code of conduct. We talked about, and Michelle, that was kind of when you were on the ordinance committee when we brought it up. This ordinance committee is very volatile, and the way it was handled what may or may not have been the right way, but I took credit for making the recommendation going to the hiring committee because not knowing you were Amber, you know, we just got two applications and like, okay, we got two applications. What the heck does that mean? And then other, so where do you vet something that's very important? Like you said, people ought to know what, have some background on the subject. Like, I guess you're proposing. So, go ahead, Michelle.
In fairness, we can run for a committee and be voted in without being...
I understand that. But we as selectmen are supposed to be, as we are told by the crowd out here, that we're supposed to look out for the best interest of the town. And that's what I'm trying to do is put, and it's not like everybody, come on, anybody can be on a committee, which pretty much
can. No, and I'm willing to go through the hiring committee, too.
And I understand so it isn't anything against, it started off real rough. It started, and we have a whole bunch of applications now, that we now have enough applications that we can look at through the hiring committee, if that's the way we're going, or the way, you know, I haven't seen what he proposed. Haven't seen it. So, yeah, I don't understand why this is, I'd rather not have this go through fast, you know, because it's going to affect somebody somewhere along the lines for amendments on something. So we're not stopping this tonight because of any other reasons, the fact we haven't had time. We haven't had time, and we need process.
I do want to bring up, and I think it was you, Jessica, that brought up that if it's going to go to the hiring committee, and if we had certain criteria, then it should be known.
Yeah.
It should be told.
Right?
Yeah. So, I'm happy to be
screened. So if we do that, and it goes to them, then there is then it should be a rubber stamp.
Also, just to be clear,
that's what I'm thinking. If the questions are answered.
I would disagree with that. Yes. But I will just say, I am absolutely in favor of being a screening committee. And having criteria, I also just want to be very clear, we don't want all the background information because that's where you guys come in. So
But the questions that the board might have.
Yeah, but not a rubber stamp. She just said they're a screening committee. That's what you said,
right? That's what we've essentially been told.
Not necessarily do you have to take all the recommendations.
These last thing with the ordinance, we have always taken the hiring committee's recommendation.
Correct.
Not only to hire, but to not hire. Mm-hmm.
That's why it just seems so out of context. You see what I'm saying?
No.
There's a level of transparency that's just not there.
That word is horrible. You know, it may be horrible. The lack of transparency is just not true.
Here's the thing. You're on the inside, okay? Mm-hmm. The rest of us are on the outside. Okay, so you have transparency to all of it, okay? The rest of us are left here guessing.
Well, if you don't understand, you should say, I don't understand.
It's not that I don't understand, because I'll go find my own answers. I'm not afraid to do that.
That's fine, and you have done that, and I think you're very qualified doing that. But what I'm saying is, this is like the fourth or fifth time I've heard you say lack of transparency. And it's just not true. It's not true that there are things being hidden and not answered.
Well, there are things not being answered. There are things not being answered in every meeting.
I agree with that to a certain extent, that whether it's legal or personnel issues or whatever, I'm sure that comes.
But there's never a return. That's where that whole transparency word comes in, because there's never a return.
Which is old business, which is what we should be doing on old business.
Exactly.
Answering those things.
Exactly.
Absolutely. The problem is, we're always under the gun. Always fighting back.
You guys have a hard job. I don't want to take that. I mean, it's not a light position. I know that. I condone all of you guys for doing it, because clearly you could be doing something better on a Monday night.
Tuesday night, Thursday night, Wednesday night.
Exactly.
And almost 7 days a week.
Listen, I know what you're going through. But on us in the gallery, we just want to be clear. We want to know where we are. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I mean, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but...
No. I think this board now knows exactly where you're coming from.
And I'm
sure we're going to do whatever we can to answer any question put forth.
It'd be greatly appreciated.
There's a lot of questions to be answered, and in a part-time positions that we're in during the week trying to do that and do our jobs and do the personnel stuff in here, it just... 2 weeks goes by like that. And
no,
it's like, oh my God, we haven't got that done yet. And then a whole bunch more has added up. So we just want to echo what Dave's saying, is that we're trying, and we're trying hard. And, you know, and I'm didn't have the opportunity, but I'm all done with mudslinging. I'm done. We're taking up too much time, and we're taking time away from the business of the town. And we've got to move forward.
I agree.
Last meeting was the most horrific time I've ever had, and I'm not doing it again. If someone wants to come at me, come at me. I'm not a dishonest person, and neither of these guys up here, okay? And I've said right from the beginning, I hate the word transparency because we use it everywhere. That and...
Well, I mean, I'll also say this, that I commend each and every one of you for speaking up at the last meeting. That was, to me, that was eye-opening. But by the same token, if we don't hear it, what's going on? I commend you guys all for doing that. Because now everybody has full disclosure.
And what's, I'm going to ask you, what stuff, like, I know people came up to me, some people came up to me after the meeting and didn't realize what Rusty and I had done. I've received emails from people thanking us for what we've done. Is that the stuff you want to hear from us? You know, I don't, you know, it's just, we're trying to make up for stuff that hasn't been taken care of in a long time.
All I ask this board to do, if a question is presented, get back to them.
Yeah.
Do it in a meeting. Answer the question. Don't dodge the question. Don't listen. Months go by, and there's no closure to that question.
Yeah.
So that leaves you sitting in a state of, I wonder what they're doing today.
No, and you're right. But that is old business. That's where we should be doing it. And what are we talking about now? That iWorks program. That we could be putting things like that on there, but I guess we're negotiating the price, so that's a side conversation.
I mean, look, I want to see this board succeed. I want to see our town prosper. I want to see all of that. What I don't want to see is the perception that I have that things are being hidden. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
The perception is not reality.
It's there's nothing being hidden, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Even when you watch the YouTube, I mean, there are things like, it's just not clear, and it should be.
You know what's going to change that, Leo? Town manager.
Oh, I don't, listen,
boy, is
I've been
be
for
clear.
That for years.
And to my fellow charter members, if I think next time we get together, we should talk about the term limits being one term if there's a town manager. There's no reason to have three terms.
Thursday.
Okay, Faith. I just have a really quick comment, and I haven't been, you know, a regular person, but I'm starting to take more interest. And after your presentation, mine last time, I think maybe you guys... kind of get a sense of where we're all at. We want to be informed. We want answers. I commend you for saying that. And just get back to us. I don't think anybody's... Whatever.
I know this isn't the forum that we're supposed to be doing this, but, you know, as I said before, if you do it for one, you have to do it for all. But I think maybe if you explain to people what this 5 minutes of whatever you call it,
input.
Comments, input. it's not supposed to be for the board to answer. So what is the process? Is
exactly.
it for people to say, okay, I put it on the agenda. What is the process? Put it on the agenda for the next meeting. Put it on new business. Put it on old business. Just, I think you got to tell people what the procedure is.
And I'm working on that. I did some research on it.
He's holding it up.
Yeah, I'm holding it up. And what I learned from other towns is they mostly every town I read about, they do have the 5 minute of input.
Right.
But the 5 minutes, and I have it on my, I'm not going to bore you with it. I've downloaded a bunch of them onto the computer, and they have the 5 minutes of input. But that's all it is you talk to us, we don't answer. We don't answer because if we may not answer correctly, we may not answer illegally. We may answer illegally, okay? So, but we have to find a way to go full circle to be able to answer those questions. As a board, or, and one of the things I've looked at is, get it on to the agenda for the next week. Come up and sit here in front of us and ask us right face to face.
And I would like to add that we should not be so guarded. We should not have to be so guarded that we can't, or we're nervous to answer, to get brought up on charges or to be accused of doing this wrong or doing that wrong. Nobody wants to deal with that. So I suggest, and it goes for all of us, you know, if we want to be a community, then we're a part of the community, you're a community, I respect you, I just want to be respected in return.
The hard part is that fine line, because if you say something and it's not correct, if you're saying it behind that desk,
mm-hmm.
and we don't, you know, don't want to be held to saying something incorrectly. I get that. I think the agenda thing
I think
you guys
we
are
all
talking
get
about
that.
Makes perfect
yeah.
sense.
All we want you to do is get back to us.
Right.
That's all we want.
While we're still way out of whack on what we're doing, I just want to bring this up because the last meeting we missed this, and it's from the State of Maine Department of Transportation. But any chance is this online?
I scan everything.
Okay, so this is online. I'm sorry. So this is online, but if people can actually look at it, it's the 2022, 2023, 2024 work plan, which includes all capital projects and programs, maintenance, operation activities, and all DOT planning initiatives. It allocates up to $5 million in matching state funds for projects on one or two levels. This is the stuff that we should be going after. You know, I know nobody here. If there's an eighth day, we'll definitely go after it. But it is online. If you have any suggestions and you read it and there's a way to streamline it, or if anybody knows more about this, I suggest we look into it as a community, not as a board. This is budget season, and I'm not going to lie. It's going to be pretty tough to look into this. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, just don't forget the charter, Commissioner. You got to read the charter.
Well,
that's light reading.
That's leisure.
Light reading.
That's leisure. That's only one version now.
And now ordinances. We're for a novel in there.
I ran out of 23 pages.
Okay. Bill? Yes, Jeff.
Is that planning board document? Is that public knowledge?
I'm on charter and budget.
So it is posted?
Are you talking about what I just said?
No, I know what you're talking about.
He's talking about the visions, the ordinance.
I don't get that.
Everything that I
get from
Amber,
I
folks, who's in charge?
I spent some time on that. I didn't see.
All right. I would
chase that.
Can we move on here, please? Yeah. All right.
Yes.
So I just don't want you to forget to vote on this last piece that you have.
And there's another vote. There's actually two votes. One, I make a motion that John looks into this DOT. Okay. Do I have a second? Anybody?
Second. All those in favor?
All right.
I'm going to start by calling Wayne Perry.
One other thing is I had a conversation with Susan Briggs in regards to the sign, but also in regards to property that is very close by.
almost attached to this.
It's very cool.
And I wanted to see if the board was interested in me following up on any possibility of purchasing property. Obviously, it's months and months out, but with the design up there, I just think it would be a second option.
I've just got one question. Would you consider, is there a consideration to incorporate the building or buildings on the said property into the town hall expansion plan?
I think it would be an and. I think it would be an or. One or the other.
That would be something that the building committee would look at.
Yes.
If I could add to that, my thought, having been an engineer for 40 years and having done huge commercial projects, it's not that far from that wall to the wall of the church.
Well, you'd be surprised.
Well, I know. I'd be surprised. But I don't know how, and I haven't really looked at the expansion plan, but it would make sense to connect this building to that building so that in the future, build this expansion that way. And if the gentleman over there still wants to sell the building at some point, it is a historic landmark for Lyme because of the bell. That was what you and I had discussed. But it just makes sense that we don't just build this addition for the next 5 years or 10 years. We build it for maybe just 50 years so that we're not doing this again.
And
I think this right here 6,000 square feet.
I understand what you're saying, but you tell Priscilla why she can't have an office right now. Okay? That's the other pressure we're getting.
Well, there's an office right over there in that building while you're constructing the buildings to get from here to there.
Okay, as long as you're thinking along those terms, because if you say you're going to wait 5 years, she's going to have a fit.
So,
with the door, a little red door, that's a washer-dryer room. You have that right in
the closet. We need to move on.
They won't need the washer-dryer room.
Go ahead, Dave. So can I, do I have the board's permission to discuss potential property purchase in regards to the town hall and expansion?
And that's a motion.
So we have a second.
That's the building committee you're speaking of.
Yes.
Okay.
So we have a second.
I would second that.
All right. Any discussion on it? All those in favor? Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Celeste.
I just don't know if you voted on the ordinance review application piece.
We have not.
Okay.
Yeah, and we are not going to vote on that.
You're not voting to postpone it or to...
Yes, we are postponing it.
We tabled it pending legal...
I just was asking if there was a vote on that. I just don't want you to get caught in the minutiae of not doing everything properly.
Thank you.
Looking out for you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Don.
Would you please vote or decide what you want to do about the proposed zoning amendments proposed by the planning board? We either table them or right now.
Don, we haven't even read them.
Oh, okay, so they're.
How can we do that without reading them? Honestly, I read the charter changes today. That was my foremost to deal with, and I wanted to spend some time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Brad.
So, on a different note, I want to put everybody's mind at ease that has been calling and complaining to me that the roads are being swept. They are not being swept. Any road that's being swept right now is being swept by DOT because they're a state road. Our roads won't be swept till the 18th, 19th, 20th, and the 21st.
I do have a question for Brad, if it's okay.
Sure, go ahead.
The minivan, are you guys the minivan that was hitting Buck Pond for 5 days in a row, overnight and everything?
I haven't heard a word.
Because I came home at late 11 and it was there. And my son's like, why is that same minivan there every day because we go to school? There's a really yucky-looking green minivan that was parked there, for 5 days straight.
That goes right along with that. That place needs to be locked up.
Yeah, it has not been locked up.
Call tomorrow.
Yes.
talk to Donna.
Yes.
So that can get entered.
Yes, I'll look too, as soon as they're tonight when I go home.
To make sure about all.
But it's, I don't know if they broke down or if someone's living there. I know what happened with the last one that was found there.
Yeah.
Please, I
had a just
kid,
call.
So I wasn't going to look. But
we'll take pictures, call.
At any rate, it's the state roads that are being swept, right. And they happen to be swept by the same contractor that we use. So people are thinking that we are sweeping the road, and we are not.
One more thing, sorry. But Brad, excuse me, Brad, since you and I've talked this week, could you please make a statement and an explanation about the swap shop, please?
Okay, the swap shop is going to be open starting Saturday and Sunday this week.
What is that, please?
We are also going to be limiting this year what items go there. So we're going to put together a list, and there will also be an attendant that will be looking at anything that comes in, and you can't unload anything before you see an attendant. And if they deem it is not good for the swap shop, then you'll have to pay to get rid of it or take it home. We have spent a fortune keeping that place open that people don't realize. In tipping fees and tonnage, that when it doesn't go, when it sits outside for a week, and then Morris has to pick it up, and all the other guys have to pick it up, that costs us employee time, and it costs us tonnage to get rid of it.
Yeah,
it's going to cost you on the side of the road. Yeah, so I asked him, and said close for the winter, and everybody was saying winter's over, so I said spray paint winter, and it just closed until you made the announcement today that it's opening Saturday. So. But just Saturdays and Sundays.
For now.
For now.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Are we all caught up? Well, yes, Paul.
We need to discuss just a few things about the upcoming election. As you know, I'm going to be out for surgery, and I was told they want me out for 2 weeks, not one. But I'm going to come in anyway. So I've got two people coming to help me set up the election room. But what I need from the board, and I want to tell you tonight so you have plenty of time to think about it, is we need a box trailer so I don't have to rent a U-Haul, someone that has a trailer that we can park out here to put all these tables, chairs, everything that needs to be taken out of here so we can set the room up. That's got to be done before Monday or early Monday morning, and someone to help do that, get the trailer here and carry the heavy stuff out. I have to have a 5-foot circumference around the ABS machine, which is the handicap voting machine, and I had it set up in this corner for the last election, but now that the safe and the copier are here, I can't do that. I'm wondering if, I don't know how hard it was or who even moved this safe, but is it possible to get the safe back over there so that we do have one voter that comes in either a scooter or an electric wheelchair? So he's got to be able to come in here and maneuver around to get behind this table to use this machine, go over to get his ballot into the machine, and it would be nice if he could go out the back door, but we don't have a ramp there, which we really need to build a ramp. But we'll have to get him to turn around, move everybody out of the way, and send him back out the front door. So we got to move this stuff so that I can be compliant with the state's request about 5 feet around that ABS machine. The cameras need to be taken down. I spoke to Brendan about doing that, but he said that he needs the order from you guys.
That's not a problem.
So we got to get the cameras taken down. And also, Shirley...
Second request is fine.
Shirley, the registrar needs to be moved. She can't be in the voting room election day, so she needs to be put somewhere, and she's going to be available a week before the election for people to come in, and that's for the June election also. And then I'll need access to Cousin's School, which I know isn't a problem, but we're going to have to get all the booths out, either line it up with someone the Friday before or early Monday morning so I can get all those booths here so that my workers can help me get the room set up. And then this is Donna's last meeting with the board. I'm sorry to see Donna go. But we need to have a plan in place because Donna does a lot of stuff. We got to figure out who's going to take the minutes for the next meeting, who's going to tape the next meeting, who's going to order supplies until someone is hired. She was on vacation for a week. I needed sheets to print stamps. Nobody else has the authority to order supplies, I was told. So we need to have someone in place to order supplies. Who's going to post things on the website? Who's going to answer the phones, the emails? You know, we've got to get something put in place on a temporary basis. Maybe hire someone temporary that's done it before or something until we hire someone full-time. Just my thoughts. I have the warrant. Donna gave me the warrant for the May 3rd election, which I'll give you at the next meeting on the 19th. So you can sign that because I have to attest copies and have it posted around town. And I also have all the appointments for the election workers for that election that are going to, you have to vote on the appointments and sign all those appointments. I have those ready for you for the next meeting. Any questions on any of that stuff, gentlemen? Okay, and I want to speak a little bit about the last meeting. I watched it from home and I was upset by it. If I misunderstood something, I hope that one of you will correct me. But from that meeting, it was my understanding that there had been talk on several occasions between board members about changing my position from elected to appointed. One member of the board explained to the others why he wanted to do it and why he wanted to push it forward. It was suggested that that board member tell the residents why he pushed it through and that maybe the town clerk should be in front of him when he did it. So I am here. It was also stated that over the past 5 years, there has been a problem with the town clerk and that the position needed to be changed from elected to appointed to solve this issue. I didn't realize there was a problem with the town clerk, myself. And I don't want the townspeople to think that there is a problem with the town clerk, so I want it out in the open. I have nothing to hide. Why wasn't I told there was a problem so we could resolve it when it happened? And I am curious as to what that problem is. Secondly, when my position becomes appointed in July of 2023, how is the so-called issue going to be solved? I've heard rumors that there is a board member who wants to get rid of me. I've worked very hard at my job. I was doing my town clerk duties and working as deputy tax collector, assisting with motor vehicle and tax payments for several years. While doing both, it would put me here late nights so I could get my clerk stuff done because I was at the counter all day. I was getting tired of all the extra hours and no extra pay to go along with it, which I've brought up several times. So I started cutting myself back from being at the counter, working as deputy tax collector with the motor vehicle and the tax payments, so I could concentrate on what I had to do as the clerk. And just because I cut back on working at the counter doing motor vehicle and tax payments doesn't mean I wasn't working. I worked extra hours above the 37 and a half hours a week, especially during elections. I am also deputy registrar of voters, which takes up time. In 2020, I worked over 200 extra hours between July and December on elections. I even opened the town hall on weekends so people could come in and absentee vote. I've been the town clerk here since 2009. I was green when I started. I knew absolutely nothing about being a town clerk. Over the years, I took required classes and gained enough points to become a certified clerk. The next step I took was to become recertified by taking more classes. Finally, in 2019, after 10 years of being the clerk, many classes, and being on the Maine Town and City Clerks Association's Board of Directors and Vice President of the York County Clerks Association, I reached my goal and obtained my lifetime Certified Clerk of Maine title. I am doing my due diligence to keep up on the laws pertaining to every aspect of my job. I don't live in Lyman, but I care about this town, which is why I went above the clerk duties and I started the Lyman Giving Tree in 2014 to help those in need. I also set up rabies clinics because there was a need for that. I feel I have done a good job for this town as your town clerk. So I want to know, is there any truth to comments made at the last meeting? What was the reason given to another board member to pushing through changing my position from elected to appointed? What is the problem with the town clerk? Speak up, let's work it out. How will the issue be resolved when my position becomes appointed? I don't want the townspeople thinking that there's a problem with me and the job that I'm doing for them. So I'm here in front of all of you. If you have something to say, you have a concern, please say it now. Dave, do you have a problem with me?
No, I don't.
Tom?
No, you and I have had many discussions.
Bill?
You know that there isn't any problem with you doing your job.
Absolutely. Rusty?
None. I respect what you do.
John?
No.
Okay, so there's no problem. What was the reason given to push my position from elected to appointed through? I heard there was talk about that. What was the reason? Nobody?
Before my time.
I'll address that. I was chair of the board at the time. We did both you and the road commissioner for largely the same reasons. It was not an issue with you. It was an issue of succession. We were very fortunate when you were elected to get somebody as dedicated with you as you that took time to do all the classes and go above and beyond. We felt the same way about Morris. Morris was retiring anyway. The board at the time felt to do both of them at the same time.
Okay. It was said that when my position became appointed, the issue will be resolved. What issue?
I don't remember that being. Who said that, Paula?
Two members of the board spoke stating these things, and it was Bill Singel and Dave Alves.
I would think you're out of context.
Okay.
This is why we can't be doing this for one another. Okay? You mentioned coverage. Took you a lot to raise your hand. I respect that. But finish it. Finish it. Tell Pauly why. The reason why I said what I said on tape was because of what you mean. Pauly don't know. But it's what you said to me when I first started. What was it? This is coverage. This is your time right now. And I'm sorry, there's a long way. And this isn't taking a pot shot. And
no,
I'm
no,
not
no,
trying
no.
To, I had no idea this was going to happen.
I don't know what I said, even. I don't remember what I said, honest to Christ.
Well, then I suggest that we state it in the executive session. If that's even possible.
It's a matter for executive session.
No, it's not.
It is not possible.
It is not possible because she's elected.
Right. Right.
Then that's up to you and Paul.
I would. Do you have any idea what was said?
No. I just listened to the meeting. And it concerned me that the things that I heard, that there's a problem with the town clerk. There was a reason why it was pushed through to change my position from elected to appointed. And the issue will be resolved when I become appointed. So my questions are, what's the problem? What will be resolved? And what was said? What is the reason why it was pushed through if it wasn't other than...
It wasn't pushed through. It was brought up with a board of five. Five guys agreed unanimously. It went to the townspeople. They voted 3-1, Polly.
Uh-huh.
Nothing was pushed.
It wasn't unanimous.
You weren't on the board at the time. You didn't vote for it. Were you on the board? That was you, the first time you were here was the public hearing.
That was my first.
The thing is, John, is your reason and my reason are two totally different reasons.
I don't believe so.
I believe they're absolutely true.
Well, what are they? What are those?
Part of the problem with an elected position when you're trying to run an organization, an elected person doesn't answer to anybody except for the townspeople.
Correct.
So, and this may sound foolish in a way, but just as a give you for example, we need you to come in and open the town hall today because nobody else can do it. She can say no. And what are we going to do? There's nothing we can do. And that was just to give you an idea. So when you look at the overall context of the jobs that we're required to oversee, that's a position that we can't really tell them what to do. And that makes it really difficult. But I will go back and say more, all right? I've always said, Polly does a great job. But those other issues are hanging out there all the time. And we need to keep things running smoothly. Back 50 years ago, there was a real reason the town clerk was elected. Because it was the good old boy syndrome that was going on everywhere. And that was the way to try to stop it. But it's not that way anymore. It's very different.
I'm guessing opening the town building is not a big deal. You'd find someone else.
It took me a while to look at it the way other people were looking at it. And I think the best thing to do is to listen to the Charter Commission meeting where it was discussed. That was the most respectful discussion. Why it was best to have your position to continue as appointed. And I think you should listen to that.
I did listen to that. My question is, what was the reason with some of the members on this board for putting it through?
Well, I think John should be the one to answer that.
I answered it. There was a lot of things. I think I've told you a number of times, Polly. I respected your work ethic. You were an incredible technician. You and I have had a lot of positive conversations. Another thing with being elected is or negative being elected to appointed, is your protection of your personnel records. You're not subject to... I can't remember the... Been a while since I've thought about it. Basically, you're not subject to minimum wage. You're not subject to the National Employment Act.
I understood all that.
Okay.
I just wanted the comments that were addressed. I want the comments addressed that were made that night. But you're all saying there's no problem because I don't want anybody here thinking that there's a problem with their town clerk because I think I do a great job. And there's no issues?
Okay. No issues here.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you, teddy bear.
The wave.
didn't mean to not answer your question.
No, I understand.
But Dave's right. I've been quite a few of the Charter Commission meetings, and I think they've done an outstanding job. And they put a lot of thought into things. They didn't just arbitrarily do things. So if you have the time, that should be online available.
What am I looking for? What was it on the YouTube channel?
You're going to give it to me only.
That's okay.
It's right at the bottom of the charter page.
Show you the right way.
Thanks.
Okay? Okay, is there anything else before we go on here? We have to go into an executive session here for a matter.
We need to talk tomorrow first.
Uh-oh, that's right. Okay. Uh-oh. All right, Morris, you're up.
Sorry, Morris. Didn't realize it was going to be this long.
Sorry. Prefer if you could come up here, Boris.
I'm coming.
Thank you.
Just take me a minute. You want older than you want to go.
Hey, you got me beat.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, talk to me.
So if we're going to do this in the open.
Yeah.
I'll just be in the open. I get it.
No. Okay. Fine. I think he just wants to explain
it.
Dave's son.
Morris's
son, Dana, is what I had to say, has special needs. And we're trying to accommodate him, whether we have a program or we hire him for a member working at the dump. Yeah, so right now we're trying to discuss what the best way to do it and have it be not to affect him for his state benefits versus making sure that he's protected by insurance. So that's the debate right now. That's the conversation.
Yep, that's the conversation. Let me interject something here, right?
Go right ahead.
Number one, I don't want this to cost the town anything. However we work it out, evening went up there, I thought we were covered under the volunteer insurance policy, right? And he's been going up there for over a year now, almost 2 years. Right, and working, and I've never asked anything from the town for it, all right? And I don't expect anything from the town, I don't want anything from the town, right? Number two, if you start paying him, right, he loses a dollar for every dollar you pay him.
That's right.
From SSI. So it's not an advantage to him to get paid, any way you look at it. So, and why did your insurance company tell you that he couldn't be covered underneath the volunteer program?
We don't have insurance for a volunteer program.
Well, you did it at one time. Because I know
we were supposed to. It was.
Well, have you looked into it and see what it would cost the town to do that?
We're in the process of doing that.
Yeah.
But that was supposed to be put into place. It never was put into place.
It wasn't.
So, we talked with Mehmet today, our workers' comp, and they said if he was not being paid, he could not be covered under workers' comp.
Yeah,
so we have a call into our liability insurance company, and the lady was just getting back from vacation today. Expect to hear from her tomorrow. We want to see what it is because we don't want to affect his Social Security, but we want to make sure he's covered under insurance, and that's all we're trying to do.
I commend you guys for bending over backwards to try to resolve the situation. Really appreciate it. I really do because
so
it does mean a lot to it.
I'm hoping before the week is up, we'll have an answer for you on how to do it.
All right.
Okay.
What do you? I mean, you get any inkling of what's how it's going to come down? Or?
Well, I'm hoping that they say he can volunteer and he's covered under our liability insurance.
Okay.
And if they say that, I think we're in good shape.
Well, does liability protect him, or does it protect the public?
He's going to do both ways.
As long as that's on policy.
Yeah. I'll make sure we ask that. But you know, you go and you ask the questions, and then you come back and talk about it and say, I got to go ask more questions, you know? And unfortunately, nothing is fast these days. But yeah, we want to make sure he's covered. We don't want to affect his SSI, and we just want
I can't affect his SSI because he has some medical issues.
Okay.
And I have to have that insurance covered.
I understand.
I just can't do that.
Understand. But, you know, it works for us, too, to work out something.
No, I understand.
You know, so it's to our benefit also. So that's
what I want to reiterate again. I appreciate you gentlemen trying to work this through because it does mean a lot.
I mean, if you're going to talk to them anyway, what about is there any insurance funded father-son mentor program because of his disability?
What we're asking is there any coverage any way whatsoever?
Can I just ask a question? We don't have a volunteer insurance policy?
We do not.
Is somebody looking
at it? No, we did not.
So,
I don't mean to be short. We did not.
Okay.
We never have.
And that's fine. Is somebody looking into getting one since we have a cemetery committee with saws and chainsaws? That just worries me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'll
put it on my to-do.
Sorry. I'm not looking to give people more to do, but that's terrifying to me.
I agree with you.
I'm
thinking it was 5 years ago that was supposed to be put into effect. Never got done.
Okay. Thank you.
And we only found out recently.
Yeah, I just see him looking for volunteers with saws that are willing to climb trees.
Well, I agree. I agree. You know,
and the problem is,
well,
nothing.
I think back when
just
that
juggle.
Was going in,
don't juggle with them.
Volunteer insurance was $3 a year per person.
Right.
It was stupid. You know,
too bad. Hopefully, we can do
so.
Do you think you have an answer by this weekend?
I'm hoping.
I'm going back to work tomorrow.
What's that?
I'm going back to work tomorrow.
I understand.
And I'm not taking it tomorrow. And
no, please wait.
I'm going to sneak out when I'm gone.
But I'll try to get back before the weekend.
Really see if you can get out.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll know tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks,
Mark. Yeah.
Can I just say what a difference this meeting has been?
Yes.
It's nice to see. This is what I expect is the town to do in the town. So thank you, guys.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for doing
it. It's nice to hear something positive.
All right, I make a motion. We go into executive session to discuss Title I MRSA Section 405-6C. Reason real or personal property attached to real property or interest therein in premature closure with prejustice bargaining position.
I don't know.
All the best to you. You are an amazing woman. Thank you for all you do. I want a hug. I'm going to miss you. Please come here. You're going to miss us. Would you mind not? I still am not talking to you. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll wait to see you.
I don't understand why.
I will.
There can be controversy.
Representative from every state is on.
Do you know of anyone who's interested
in your position? Well, the select board.
I think the guy that owns a road and he owned all the property around it and he sold all the property, now he wants us to take over the road.
Oh, we've been talking about that for
weeks.
Yeah, that's who that is. So we have two options. We eat it or we can tell our town attorney to take him to small claims court.
And I thought we talked about that. Going to small claims court, you're going to spend money that we'll get nothing out of. He hasn't responded to us or anything.
Yeah.
But we also discussed that we didn't want to take it back because then we get the liability.
Right.
So you just,
well, that's what the problem
you
is.
You just carry the balance
the
every year and
destroyed
you know
from the frost. And people want it fixed.
How do the books get?
What's the road? Is that new road?
No.
No, that's
the one before the.
It's over off Williams Road.
Yeah, the one before the club, the snowmobile club.
Murphy?
Stagecoach?
No.
No.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Just past Mother? That
yes.
One on the right-hand side?
Yeah.
Same with that road, Brad.
So you guys just have to tell me what to do so I can tell Jeanette what to do.
My thought is to leave it alone. Oh, I'm sorry. I have to recuse myself. I'm sorry.
You know who it is.
Yeah, I got to recuse myself.
I like believing in a lone path.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
It sure is.
Do I have
with an exception of let's somewhere in the leaving a lone path, let's make a very nice big note. So that the next poor bunch of guys that gets this knows the whole story. Because we've you know, bounced this around for a while.
Okay. So did you second that, Rusty?
Did I make any sense to you guys?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, I think it has to be discussed how she balances the book.
Yeah, right. What does legal mean?
That's where the note should be. Yeah.
We're not going to take any legal action.
Yeah, we pretend it doesn't exist.
And he doesn't pay his taxes on that. That's why he has back taxes and he owns on that now. He doesn't think it's his road.
Oh, no. That was his way of dumping it. He's done this before. It's not his first road.
Yeah.
He's done this quite a few times.
How much are the taxes now?
Didn't we get advice from the attorney to pretty much leave alone?
Brad had said we could take it to small claims court and see what happens. Don't do a lot of it, just submit it and see what happens. But this is the other one that's we could get paid with. All right. Now I understand. Well, just leave it alone.
All right.
So, all in favor of leaving alone? Four is 0-4-0
with one extension.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Jeanette would like to know if we can assign Polly to go on as on the checking account, and that Lori would hold the master key. That Donna correct.
Did you talk to Lori?
Yes, and she was fine.
Who's the assistant treasurer?
I don't think we have anybody listed anymore.
Wasn't Patty there at the assistant treasurer?
No, that used to be. It wasn't so anymore. But Holly has a degree in HR. If that helps. You know, I don't know. I don't know. Well, wait a minute. She just... I think she has talked to her. Because it says she would like to name Holly, and now we check in, please approve this.
I think we talked to Holly first.
Yeah.
Rusty and I, you talked to Holly first.
Yeah, I don't have anything coming from her. Yeah. Okay. All right, so you guys have your running orders.
So we have to load it.
Yeah. So we need a motion on that.
So
second. All those in favor? Now I think that is it.
I move we adjourn.
You said five things, Bill.
I'm sorry, I lied to you.
You also said three.
They have babies. What can I say? Okay. Yeah, we're good at this point. So there's a motion to adjourn. Second.
Yeah.
All those in favor?
So he can go make more noise?
There I'm sorry, go. I didn't even think of the microphone.
Thank you, everybody.
It's again, I didn't think.
Everybody's going to
go. Very at home noise. Going.
I didn't think of it.
Crinkle.
Let's look that with a sign. I think I've been coming down with it.